I'm Reverend Daniel Maxfield, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your Mars Hill Radio pastor of the day. The Bible teaches in 2 Thessalonians 2:7-12, that the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he's taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Oh, may God bless us with these truths today. Today we live in the midst of deception, and one day this will lead to a powerful delusion. The Bible also teaches in Jeremiah 9:4-6, beware of your unbelieving friends and do not trust your unbelieving brothers. For every brother is a deceiver and every friend a slanderer. Friend deceives friend and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. This is so true today, and as a result, there's a huge identity crisis amongst us within the generations of our day. To reject God is to doubt God for who he truly is. This will lead to deception and ultimately into a powerful delusion so that one would believe in lies rather than the truth of Scripture. When this happens, one truly will suffer a personal identity crisis, not knowing who they truly are. We see this already happening today. Many of our day are so confused, they not only question what gender they are, they also have a huge morality problem and have lost the ability to know what is actually right or wrong and what is harmful or nurturing, nor can they understand righteousness and holiness. And to top it all off, they totally disregard God's very existence, believing everything is a fake. There is a better way. The Bible promises that we can be in Christ. To be in Christ means one's identity is in Christ. Are you in Christ? Do you know for sure if your identity is in Christ? If you're not sure you identify with Christ, know this truth. You can be in Christ by faith today. No one believed these four biblical truths. Number one, in Christ, one realizes they are loved by God the Father. So many people are looking for love in all the wrong places. Listen to 1 John 4:15-16. If anyone acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Oh, how we need to acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God now. Number two, in Christ, one becomes a child of God. Listen to John 1:12-13. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Oh, how we need to receive him now. Number three, in Christ, one received God's forgiveness from their sins that work to separate them from the love of God the Father. If you are in Christ, you are forgiven by God and will experience a right relationship with him. Listen to 1 John 2:12. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Oh, how we need to receive his forgiveness now. Number four, in Christ, one becomes new. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:17-19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Oh, how we need to choose to be reconciled into this new relationship with God now. So in conclusion, when one is in Christ, there is no identity crisis to suffer. You know who you are and to whom you belong. So if you haven't already, acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. Choose to receive him as Lord of your life. Repent of your sin and ask for God's forgiveness. Choose to be in Christ as a new creation, reconciled unto him. Stop refusing to love the truth and choose to be saved today. You'll be so glad you did. Your life will have new meaning and you will be fully, eternally secure in Christ. If you are already secure in Christ, share this message with those you know who are suffering an identity crisis. Reveal to them that they too can embrace these biblical truths and be saved and in Christ today. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.